There's nothing on earth that compares to the Catholic priesthood. And today, priestly vocations are booming. Welcome to Vocation Boom Radio, the show that highlights the glory of the priesthood and promotes priestly vocations through exciting information and lively interviews with priests, seminarians and their families, vocation directors, seminary rectors, bishops, and those with a passion for promoting vocations. Here's the host of Vocation Boom Radio, Jerry Usher.
I thank you for being with us here. Jerry Usher here, and yes, you just heard that we have people with a passion for promoting priestly vocations on this show. And I'll tell you what, if you are not charged up for encouraging more men and praying for more vocations right now before this show, I believe you're going to be after you hear from my guest today, Rose Sullivan. She's the executive director of the National Conference of Diocesan Vocation Directors. They have their annual convention next week. Nick Scott, our radio and TV producer, and I, we are flying there. We're going to be there with almost all of the vocation directors from the dioceses and archdioceses around the United States, and even many parts of the world as well. And you'll hear more about that on this broadcast. So I'll introduce Rose in just a minute. Couple things I want to ask you to, I know you pray for Vocation Boom, our apostolate. We appreciate that so much. All right, back to my guest, Rose Sullivan, Executive Director of the National Conference of Diocesan Vocation Directors. She has 12 years of experience as the Vocation Program Coordinator for the Diocese of Rockville Center, New York, as well as working with seminary candidate admissions. And all of that background led her to be hired as the events coordinator for the NCDVD in 2006. And then she was elevated to executive director in 2009. And she's also been a consultant to the USCCB Committee on Clergy Consecrated Life and Vocations, and recently appointed by Cardinal Dolan of New York as the program director for the newly established Sacred Heart Institute for the ongoing formation of clergy. Rose, it is great to have you with us on our radio show. Thanks for allowing me to take a few minutes of your time to share what I just did. Welcome to the show, Rose. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. And we love Vocation Boom and all the great work you're doing to support vocations and the priesthood. So thanks for having us, having me on.
Well, yeah, thank you for making time, because I've seen you and your staff, Rosie and everybody. You've all had your work totally cut out for you, I'm sure, for months now, preparing for this year's convention of the vocation directors. So you're actually on the ground in St. Louis right now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We have 260-plus vocation directors coming from seven countries. And with us today, actually, are our new vocation directors. We have a pre-conference for them, and we're so thrilled that we're all together, be able to pray together, spend time together, and move forward.
Vocation Boom Radio, Rose Sullivan, my guest. I'm Jerry Usher. We have phone lines that are open if you would like to ask Rose a question. 1-800-585-9396. Something we'll get into during our conversation is that Rose and her husband have a son, Christopher, who is in formation for the priesthood. So if you've ever wondered, well, what would it be like if my son came to me and said, I think I want to go into the seminary, you know, how would you react? How would you feel about that? You've got a mom of a seminarian right here on the line right now, so please, you're free to call and talk to Rose about that. 800-585-9396. If you are a layperson and you just wonder, you know, what more can I do to help foster more priestly vocations, she can definitely help you with that as well. And you've been really passionate and involved in promoting priestly vocations. So give us a little, you know, lead up into how this all came about for you.
Well, you know, God puts us on a journey, but he doesn't always explain to us why we're on that journey, right? and so it certainly involves a lot of trust and prayer in the Lord. My background is actually in public relations and marketing, and took a little break when my husband and I first had our first son. We have four children right now. And when my youngest, who is now, I can't believe it, starting freshman year of college, was entering kindergarten, our parish priest had become the local vocation director and asked me if I was willing to go back to work and work with him in the local vocation office. And I tell this story because I'm 16 years of Catholic school, and I wasn't quite sure what a vocation director did, all right? And so I had to learn the language of vocations day by day, along with Father Tom Coogan. And little by little, I began to understand that I had a privileged insight into the priesthood. Most people, they get to see their parish priest at Mass on Sunday, or maybe occasionally he has an opportunity to come to their home for dinner, or maybe there's a community barbecue. But I really got to see the priesthood from the time they're discerning to their time in seminary till after they're ordained. And it was very clear through prayer and sermon that this was a ministry that the Lord called me to bring my specific skill set to. And I'm thankful every day, Jerry. I never say I'm going to work. It's an extension of who I am and who my family is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and your enthusiasm for this just really comes through so loud and clear to our listeners. I know, Rose, you would love to talk with also. If there are any, we often get calls from men who are, still potential priestly candidates, and I know you'd love to share any wisdom that you have, any questions they might have today.
Well, certainly, if you're listening, first of all, thank you for listening. But if you're listening and you think that God is calling you to the life of a priest, to the vocation of a priest, the most important thing to do, besides prayer, is to talk to your parish priest. Pick up the phone, go see him, or see a high school chaplain. But you can also reach out to your local vocation director. The best way to find that person is on a website called diocesanpriest.com. That's diocesanpriest.com. And that particular website is designed for those men who are discerning a vocation to priesthood, but it's really for anyone. If you're a parent, if you're a sibling, a cousin, a friend, and you want to learn a little bit more about what is the priesthood, what is discernment, where are some great books I could read or take to prayer, go to diocesanpriest.com. There's all different sections. There's one that's called Who Do I Call? And that, you would click that, and it would put you in touch with your local vocation director. But if you're discerning, the clearest thing that you need to do first is build your relationship with Jesus Christ. You need to be a person of prayer. Jerry, sometimes people say to me, well, you talk about the vocations crisis that is out there. And I say, there is no vocation crisis. It's a prayer crisis.
Mm.
Because it's in prayer that we build a relationship with God, and it's in that relationship with God that we begin to have a conversation. Just like in real life, right? When you have a friend, and a friend who loves you and cares for you, you gravitate to that person. You want to talk to that person. You want to bring your troubles to that person. You want to bring some of your challenges. And you receive from them as well. So make sure you're praying, making sure you go to Mass every Sunday. If you can go to daily Mass, that's awesome. Spend some time in adoration. But definitely don't do it alone. Discernment is not meant to be done alone. Reach out to your parish priest or a campus minister, someone whom you trust, and they can take you on the next steps of your discernment.
Very good. Well, Rose, a lot of people, I actually have given several talks to Legatus meetings in the past few months. One was on Catholic radio, but the other two were on vocations. And not only at those meetings, but a lot of places where I have the opportunity to share what's going on with vocations around the country, I think it can be sort of an aha moment for people, to find out, first of all, what's going on. But secondly, I always like to stress that everybody is, in a sense, responsible for bringing about an increase in vocations to the priesthood. Talk about how you see that.
Well, that's a very good point. And I'll go a next step further. We all are called as children of God to support each other's vocation. whether that's the vocation of priesthood, which we are specifically addressing today on your show, Jerry, or the vocation of religious life, or the vocation of marriage. So every one of us, in a sense, is called to be a vocation director. In a very structured way in the church, in each diocese, it is the ordinary, the bishop of the diocese, who is actually the vocation director. The vocation director, when you and I think of it, he's really the agent of the bishop. But he's there to support all of us. We're the ones who go to Mass as a community. We're the ones who see these men who are coming to adoration. They're participating in the life of the parish. Have any of you ever stopped and said, he has some, notice I'm not saying all, Jerry, he has some of the great qualities I'd like to see in my parish priest? Tap him on the shoulder and tell him that. Surveys and statistics show us that if someone is invited to consider priesthood at least three times, statistically, they have a very high percentage of going on to the next step. So there is no harm in saying, I think you would make a really great priest, and tell them why. Say, you know, I see you're a very compassionate person, you're a great listener, you're great with the working with the youth, or you're easy to talk to. What are some of the things that you'd like to see in your parish priest? And if you see someone out there, you need to tap them on the shoulder. Now, I will admit, some people say, oh, you know, that's not me. I don't want to do that. I don't want to put the kid in an awkward position. All right, let your parish priest know. Say, do you know that Andrew, I think Andrew would make a great priest. Were you aware of that, Father? And maybe Father was, and maybe Father wasn't. So we all have a responsibility. But we also have a responsibility as a church to witness in our own families the love and joy of Jesus Christ. So as a family, if you were to pray together, maybe you could pray the rosary together, or go to Mass together. So I know sometimes, and I know people's schedules are crazy. I have four kids, all right? And I work, and my husband works, and so it's like some families are like, well, I'll go to the 11 o'clock Mass, and you're going to go to the 9:30 Mass. And you're like, okay, well, everybody's good because everybody went to Mass. But we didn't all go to Mass together. So it's also important, if possible, to go together as a family unit. And that way, you're also building support from one another. And you're building each other up in prayer. And you begin to understand that you will then be a witness to other people in your community, in your parish family, to say, wow, look at what they're doing there. It's so important, Jerry. It's absolutely so important. My husband Gary and I teach pre-Cana. And a real quick story. I always say to the new couples, when you're coming in on that last day of pre-Cana, in our parish, there's a Mass and a special blessing for the engaged couples. Now, engaged couples, they have a tendency to come in, maybe they're holding hands, right? They're so much in love. They're in the beginning stages of that relationship. And I say to them, you know, sometimes this Mass is not really about you. It's about somebody else sitting in the Mass who's maybe at a point in their marriage where they're kind of struggling a little bit. And they're going to see you come through the door, and they're going to be reminded, remember when we were first starting, remember when our future was so far ahead of us, remember all the hopes and dreams that we had, and you could rekindle that marriage. Same is true for someone who is discerning priesthood, all right? When they see a great, strong Catholic family, say, you know what, those are the families I want to serve, those are the families I want to be a shepherd to. So you cannot just rely that you're going to open the church doors on Sunday and that there's going to be a priest there, right? Where do priests come from? There's a great saying in NCDVD, you'll hear the vocation directors use it all the time, priests don't grow on trees, right? They grow in families. Families are the seedbed of vocations.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Rose Sullivan sharing with us here, executive director of the what's known as the NCDVD, National Conference of Diocesan Vocation Directors. If you want to learn more about that organization, you can just log on to ncdvd.org. We are going to go to the phone. We've got Tim in Alberta, Canada. Tim, thank you very much for calling Vocation Boom Radio. How are things in Alberta today?
It's beautiful, Jerry. Absolutely
good.
Beautiful.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I'm calling. I'm a Catholic small family farmer. And I was looking into the priesthood when I was younger and had an opportunity to study the philosophies and the different things. But one of the things that's been on my heart for all these years, and I've got two sons coming up, is wouldn't it be wonderful if guys that were discerning a vocation could spend some time working with animals and the land as part of their pre-seminary or during their seminary training? I'm telling you, because Rose hit on it, she said they need to be good shepherds, right? And our present beautiful Holy Father Francis is saying a bishop must smell like his people. Well, all those terms come straight from our agrarian Catholic experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this may sound way out, but this is what farmers contemplate when we're doing contemplative prayer outside. But I think it'd be a wonderful thing, because so many times we get priests that come from the city. They have no inclination of pastorally, how do I deal with this situation? Well, you can actually transfer that knowledge straight from working with animals, and it's powerful. And I think it's what God intended when he gave us all the agrarian references in Scripture.
Mm. Rose, that's what are your thoughts on that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. First of all, that's a great question. And I just have to give a shout-out to the Canadians, because we actually have 17 Canadian vocation directors who are going to be with us throughout the week. So we love our Canadian brothers. So thanks for calling in. It's interesting. It's not just working with the land or working with animals. It's working in a countercultural way. Even, today's youth, especially here in the States, are bombarded constantly with, social noise, right? Whether it's Internet or it's MTV or something. So stepping out, and you're absolutely right, stepping out and reconnecting with the silence of the earth and the earth itself. There's actually an organization that will be with us this week called Wilderness Outreach. All right, John Bradford from Wilderness Outreach organizes trips, discernment trips, into the mountains for 1 week, 2 week, where they go with the priests and they take some hikes and they say mass and they talk about and they live off the land. So you're absolutely onto something that we're also cluing into as well. Especially for fellows who are coming from maybe more of a city situation versus fellows who are already growing up in rural America or in rural parts of Canada. So I think any time that we can bring people and reconnect them with the beauty of what's around us, nothing but good can come from that. So thank you. That's a great question, a great suggestion.
I grew up in rural Ohio.
Or rural Ohio.
We had a rural Ohio. We had a seminary right next door, and we put 600 guys into the priesthood.
Wow.
Through that seminary until it was closed. And they were all rural trained and all understood creation from a first-hand
right.
experience. And I just think that's such a... You can draw that. That's grace. You can draw on that in the most difficult times. And so I just think it'd be a wonderful addition to the training program, 6 months to a year on a small family farm, or that sort of work.
Well, I have vocation directors, as Joy said, from literally all across America and Canada, and it's certainly something I will bring up. If they're not listening today, and I hope that they are, it's certainly something we'll bring up in our conversations in the coming weeks, in the coming days ahead.
There you go. Thanks, Tim, for the call. Appreciate that very much. 1-800-585-9396. Rose Sullivan is with us. She is about as passionate an advocate as you're going to find for priestly vocations, head of the NCDVD, National Conference of Diocesan Vocation Directors. And if you would like to ask her any questions about if you're a young man discerning, maybe you've got a suggestion like Tim just had, how maybe we could get our seminarians as part of their formation into experiences that would help them be better priests, better shepherds.
If you know a man who would make a good priest, tell him so. Vocation Boom Radio.
If you love great coffee, now you can encourage vocations to the priesthood with every delicious sip of your favorite beverage. Vocation Brew is available in three terrific blends: Morning Lauds Breakfast Blend, Evening Vespers Italian Roast, and Discernment Brazilian Decaf. Featuring beans from a sixth-generation Catholic family farm in Brazil that's home to 47 resident families, Vocation Brew Coffees are certified sustainable and ethical and are created using innovative roasting techniques. 100% of the proceeds from your purchase of Vocation Brew go straight back into our work of promoting priestly vocations through our website, weekly radio and TV shows, on-location events, and pilgrimages to the Holy Land. What more could you want from your coffee? Taste the Vocation Brew difference today by logging on to vocationbrew.com. That's vocationbrew.com.
Renew your mind with greater hope and purpose. Coming to a conference, retreat, or parish near you. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because he's the greatest of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
Popular Catholic radio show host Jerry Usher.
I didn't know the blessing, God's blessing. And what that is knowing who I am and you knowing who you are before God.
Catholic Church religious demonologist Adam Bly.
The spiritual world is very legalistic. The demons are bound by rules. If you learn the rules that they are bound to operate under, God's rules, you're greatly empowered.
You can book Adam Bly, Jerry Usher, or Deacon Harold Burke Sivers today. Contact Nick Scott at Third Millennium Media, 541-212-8616, or at thirdmillenniummedia.com.
Jumpstart your faith.
The world longs for the flame of your faith.
Now coming to a parish, conference, or retreat near you. World-renowned Catholic radio show host, Jerry Usher.
If we're going to be authentic men of God, leaders in our families, churches, and communities, we have to be healed of the wounds and the traumas that underlie our sins, our anxieties, our shame.
Jerry speaks about male spirituality, marriage and family life, your vocation in Christ, and more.
To be able to embrace that life of virtue, prayer, manliness. All those things we're all called to.
Invite Jerry Usher today. Contact thirdmillenniummedia.com. That's thirdmillenniummedia.com.
Inspiring and engaging the next generation, Catholic evangelist John Sablon.
To change this world?
Book John Sablon now at thirdmillenniummedia.com.
We're going to have to change our behavior. Don't go back to your parish communities. Don't go back to your home. I don't care how broken it is. How are you going to live out your faith? How you're going to be merciful to others? More than anything, today has been about the face of mercy in the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? This is about your own encounter with God and the purpose and the will He has for each and every one of you as children of God. Like Psalm 139 tells us, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So if you don't answer the call that God called for you, that's a chapter in God's story of love that only you can write. Time is now for saints to be made.
Catholic evangelist and speaker John Sablon, available to your parish or conference. Book him today at thirdmillenniummedia.com.
Back to Boom at vocationboom.com.
So nice to have you with us on our radio broadcast. Today on the radio show, Rose Sullivan is with me, and we're going to get back to calls in just a minute. Appreciate the patience of those of you on hold. But, Rose, I want to have you describe for our listeners, you've already kind of talked about some of your background and so forth, but how does a laywoman, someone like yourself, your background is in marketing, end up as the executive director of the National Conference of Diocesan Vocation Directors?
That's a question I'm going to ask God when I hopefully get to heaven. because, you know, when you would think about it, you'd say, why would Rose be chosen? And I don't always know the answer. All I know is that I have to learn to trust God. And when I first started working in vocation work, I wanted to do everything I could to support the priesthood, because it was, I started in 2002, Jerry, which was, you know, the height of the sex abuse scandal, right? And priests were no longer being viewed as the wonderful men that they are. Now, the scandal itself was a horrible thing, and it, you know, it needed to be addressed, and it is being addressed, and we pray for those families, and we pray for those victims and those survivors. But the priesthood of Jesus Christ, needed to be loved as well and needed to be supported as well. And the Lord called me to say, bring your gifts and talents and come to the table, and then we'll take it from there. And it was unfolded little by little, day by day, until eventually the work that I was called to do with NCDVD, and it was through prayer and discernment with my spiritual director. My family was young at the time. It meant traveling. But I knew in my heart that this is what the Lord wanted me to do. I am very honored and happy to say that I am the executive director of the Diocesan Priesthood Vocation Directors, and that I have no need nor desire to be the priest myself, right? So I support them, and I serve them, and I do it with joy and gladness. The Lord calls us in different ways, and we don't always know why. And I think that's something that's important for us to all understand when we discern different things in life. I think if God simply gave us the full map of we're going from point A to point B, we would sometimes maybe go running, screaming out of the room, going, I can't do that, right?
Yeah,
I'm not capable
absolutely.
Of doing that. Well, God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called, all right? And so really through prayer and discernment, each time God just says, all right, how about if we do this? And I trust him, Jerry, and I work with an amazing team of priests. We have a fantastic executive board. I serve them. I serve their vision and the mission of NCDVD, and I do it every day through prayer and discernment.
Yeah, thank you so much for what you do, and I know you've got a great staff assisting you as well. We're going to get to have more of our conversation with Rose here, but some of you would like to speak with her. So let's go to Buffalo, New York. Elizabeth, listening on the Station of the Cross. Elizabeth, thank you for calling Vocation Boom Radio. How are you?
I'm fine, and you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, sure. What's on your mind today?
Well, I kind of think of myself as a tiny vocations director. I am trying to approach anybody who seems to have the qualities of a good priest and ask them to think about it. I pray for them, and I think I sacrifice for them as well. But I just wanted to take up on the comment made by the man who lived next to the seminary in the rural area. And I think something that he said struck a chord, because it seems like self-sacrifice seems to be something that seems to be a four-letter word to most people. And in the United States, we're so comfortable and we have so many conveniences, but that's got to be at the heart of a priest. And it would seem to me that when you're dealing with animals where you have to sacrifice for the animals, you know, any time of day or night when they need you, when they're sick or whatever, you have to get up and do something, because otherwise they're dead. And part of your profit's gone, but also because you were put in charge of them, it's your duty to get up and care for them. And that's the same thing with priests. They have to get up at any time of day or night and go out and take care of those who are dying. Or whatever it might be, they have to get up and go with a good heart. So I really do think that agrarian and the agrarian experience for them would be great, especially for Americans.
Mm. Rose?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. You know, and certainly, like I said to the previous caller, it's certainly something we will talk about here during the conference this week. You know, some things that you say also resonate when you think of family, right? If you have a mother and father or grandparents or step-parents who are raising children, young children need their parents as well. They need to be cared for. Parents have to get up in the middle of the night. And if we weren't there to oversee the raising of our children, both spiritually and physically, they would be in bad shape. So I think just really reconnecting to the life-giving source of God. You know, that we are all called not to serve one another by ourselves, right? We're not on this earth just for Rose Sullivan or just for Jane Doe. I'm really here to help you and support you, and we're meant to do it as a community. That's even, you know, we even point out, my husband Gary and I, we also teach baptism class, right, that God doesn't call us to come to Mass together on Sunday for Him. He doesn't need us to go to Mass for Him. He calls us to come together to Mass as a community so that we can learn to support and serve one another and be there for one another. So, and that does. It also comes back to what you're talking about with learning to work with the animals, you know, on some of these farms. So is the theme itself is service. And I want to thank you for bringing that up again, because priesthood is about service. And priesthood is about serving outside of yourself, being there for other people in a very real, concrete way.
God bless you.
God bless you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, by the way, for praying for those young men that you see that might have a vocation, because if your listeners, Jerry, if they don't hold on to anything else but this, the single most important thing that anyone can do for vocations, whether it's priesthood, religious life, or marriage, is prayer.
Yes.
Just pray for the people in your own families, pray for the people in your own communities, all right, that they would be open to the voice of God and find the courage to trust Him.
Amen. Thank you, Elizabeth, for your phone call. 1-800-585-9396. Please feel free to join us. Any vocation-related question. Maybe you, like Elizabeth, feel yourself to be kind of a little mini vocation director. I always like to say every one of us is, in a sense, a vocation director, in that we have a role to play in encouraging young men to consider the priesthood, and maybe just an encouraging word could be all that they need to make that, you know, final decision to make that step toward possible formation. 1-800-585-9396. We'll chat next with Greg in Toledo, Ohio. Greg, thank you for calling the program today. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
A simple question and then maybe an explanation. How have books like Forming Intentional Disciples, Divine Renovation, Rebuilt, of course Scott Hahn's Evangelizing Catholics, how has this influenced the way men in seminary are being formed to be leaders in parishes? And I guess the longer explanation for maybe listeners who aren't familiar, these take up some of the Pew and Caris studies that illustrate really 75% of Catholics are missing in action, 80% are gone by age 24, only 13% pray before meals. And I think two key features in those books is that, and Pope Benedict illustrated this so well in his trilogy, is that the relationship is the heart of ritual, this relationship with Jesus Christ that is so central in inviting folks to kind of enter into that relationship, number one, and priests being formed to communicate this passionately with the administrative demands. But the second thing I think is equally important, and that is sort of having the leadership skills, the qualities to, you know, kind of tap those in the community to fill in administrative things for sure, but even all the baptized to be engaged in a parish, to come alive and become communities of missionary disciples.
Very insightful stuff,
point.
Rose.
Thank you
go ahead.
For calling in. So going back to your question about Sherry Wendell's book on Forming Intentional Disciples, it is a very good book. And what books like that need to be talked about and brought into parish communities, because, you know, one thing that recently came up to me was a parent, right? We talk about, you know, we were called to be disciples of Christ. A lot of people don't understand what the word discipleship means anymore, right? So that's great. Oh, I'm supposed to be a disciple. Well, what is a disciple? So it's really getting back to the basics first of what is discipleship and how do I fit into that role of being a disciple in my own home community. How does it affect the men in seminary? Well, certainly it does. The seminary formators that are out there in the United States Church today are wonderful, wonderful formators. And, you know, the breadth of the four pillars being, you know, spiritual and human formation. But it's also about prayer. I just gave a class before coming on the show with Jerry where I was talking to the new vocation directors. and I was talking about families. And I was talking about how do you empower families to support their seminarian sons. And I told a story about how a mother called, and she was very upset because she didn't know how to pray. She didn't know how to do a novena. She didn't know what a rosary was. And she thought that it was going to negatively affect her son, that it was sort of be like a check mark against her son. And the fact of the matter is, of course it's not. But we as Catholics, you mentioned the ever-increasing number of, we call it the nuns, right? Those who do not self-identify themselves with any specific religion. But remember, they're not saying they're not Catholic. They're saying they don't go to Mass. They're saying they don't participate in the traditional piece of our faith. So there's a difference between not going to Mass and not believing in God. And there is a disconnect, and we do need to bring them back together. And so with the book, Intentional Disciples, that's a great book. There's another great book out there, too. It's called To Save a Thousand Souls by Father Brett Brannan. And Father Brett Brannan wrote this book with the intention for young men, for men. I have to stop saying young men. I apologize for those guys out there listening. But for men who are discerning priesthood, who don't understand the discernment process. And I always say, share that book with members of your parish community. Share that book with grandparents and parents, because it equips them with the language of vocations, and then we can all pray on it together and discuss it together.
Amen. Just a quick encouragement to anybody who's listening and discerning. Jerry and I were seminary buddies back in Mexico, discerning, and of course, God blessed us both profoundly. Now I'm married with six wonderful kids. God called me to marriage, maybe second or third year of seminary, and I continue to be blessed as a husband and a father by saying yes. That, you know, what I had learned in the divine office and prayer and the life of the church has not impeded at all God's plan for my life. So, young men, don't be afraid of saying yes. Young women, certainly also in religious life, but don't be afraid to consider what God might ask of you, because He will bless you profoundly. So, thank you so much for your work. God bless you.
Hey, Greg, before you go, I didn't know this was you, but thanks for calling. And We had a great summer in Mexico together, knocking each other around on the basketball court and struggling to learn Spanish, which I'm sure we both were better off for it. But yeah, amen. Greg, and by the way, Greg, you are doing, I follow Greg. Why don't you put your Twitter or Facebook accounts out there, Greg, because you and your wife are doing so much good work.
Yeah, thank you. MassImpact.us is our nonprofit at the service of the church, really with parishes and pastors, becoming dynamic communities of missionary disciples. And we're anchored here in Toledo, Ohio, and just really wanting to help pastors and serve them and lay folks just embrace this great adventure of being disciples. So massimpact.us. I appreciate that, Jerry. Hey, we'll have to connect soon. God bless you all. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the call. 1-800-585-9396. Wow, Rose, in addition to the great blessing of having you on today, that was an unexpected gift for me too there. But, you know, it shows. Here's Greg, and obviously, the time that he spent in formation, Rose, was not time wasted. This is something I think that a lot of young men, I know, Rose, for me, when I didn't have any college when I entered formation. So I started as day one, a college freshman. And you know what I did? I made a huge mistake. I said to myself, this is it. This is what God's calling me to. If I do anything else, I'll be outside of God's will. I put this immense pressure on myself.
Right.
And it's really, as you know, Rose, it's a long process. And the discernment is not only on the part of the young man, but on the part of the church as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So. And, you know, that's important to remember, that it's not simply, you know, take priesthood off the table for a moment. Take your average high school senior who's about to start or has just started freshman year of college. And they'll say, oh, I'm going to go to college because I want to study anthropology. I want to study, you know, to be a speech pathologist, all right? Well, how many freshmen, by the time they come the end of sophomore year, have completely changed their major, which is why in most colleges you don't declare a major until the end of sophomore year, right? But in that moment, they're convinced that that's what they're supposed to do with their career. Well, it's the same in our vocation. There, sometimes God is speaking to us and we think God's saying, I think you should, you know, I want you to be a priest, Jerry. And you're like, okay, that's it. Now my life is set. But it is the process of discernment and it is the process of prayer. And that's why it's important. If you're listening to us right now and you think God is calling you to priesthood or a religious life, you need to pick up the phone and go talk to your parish priest or women. Reach out to the sisters. Go to the local vocation director. Have a spiritual director. Read the scriptures. Go to Mass. Spend time in adoration. It is not a discernment process that happens overnight, and it doesn't conclude. There are people who continue to discern the priesthood to the moment they are ordained that day. And then even then, their discernment then switches, right? It becomes, yes, I know that God has called me to be a priest for Jesus Christ. Now how is God calling me to serve as that priest, all right? So discernment is an ongoing process. And I want to thank you, Jerry, for saying yes to God and taking that first step. And having the courage to do that, because there's nothing wrong, and this is important for parents who are listening. If your son is discerning, and he's entering college, seminary, or first-year theology, and he comes home and says to you, through prayer and working with my spiritual director and talking to my bishop, I have decided that God is not calling me to priesthood, that is not a failure.
Right.
It is not a failure. That is the way God has us discern, and we have no reason to understand right now why God calls some men to seminary but not to ordination.
Right, right. Exactly. It is a mystery, something that I still look back and I think, well, you know, Lord, you had a purpose in those 6 years that I was in formation, and maybe Vocation Boom was it. I don't know. But I liked what you said at the start of the show, Rose, and that is we knew if we could kind of see ahead, you know, where all this was going to lead, would we still undertake it? I don't know. But anyway, we're going to get back to more of your calls. Anonymous in Houston, you're going to be up first with Rose Sullivan on the other side of a short break. Rose is Executive Director of the National Conference of Diocesan Vocation Directors. Vocation Boom will be joining them. Nick Scott and I will be there. Nick is our radio and TV producer, does a great job of lining up and preparing our guests. And we'll be there all next week with vocation directors from around the world. We're looking forward to that and looking forward to more of your calls coming right up.
Are you actively supporting a seminarian in your area? This is Vocation Boom Radio. Have you told your priest how much you appreciate him? This is Vocation Boom Radio.
Inspiring, engaging, life-changing. Third Millennium Media proudly presents Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Sometimes when we get put in charge of stuff, we get a little cocky. Oh, I'm in charge, huh? I'm the boss. And we forget that we are all under the authority of Christ.
Protection from spiritual warfare from Adam Bly.
The spiritual world is legalistic. The demons are bound by rules. If you learn the rules that they are bound to operate under, God's rules, you're greatly empowered.
Grow in holiness from world-renowned Catholic radio host Jerry Usher.
This region of the world longs for the flame of your faith, for the flame of your charitable witness to be a beacon of salvation for your brothers and sisters. And the responsibility is great.
Coming to your parish, Jerry Usher, Adam Bly, and Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Contact thirdmillenniummedia.com or call 541-212-8616 today.
Third Millennium Media presents Debbie Giorgiani.
The world tells us not to be merciful. And we as Catholic Christians are called to take a step back and look at it in a different way. We must practice mercy, especially if we want to receive mercy.
Debbie Giorgiani, Co-host of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN wants to visit your parish, retreat, or conference.
I want you to really always remember that mercy is a chance, a time for the soul to be able to come to the understanding of what that individual needs to be in communion with God. God gives us time to come to our senses, to understand that we have to be purified. We must be purified to be in communion with Him.
Invite Debbie Giorgiani today, online at thirdmillenniummedia.com.
Inspiring and engaging the next generation, Catholic evangelist John Sablon.
To change this world?
Book John Sablon now at thirdmillenniummedia.com.
We're going to have to change our behavior. Don't go back to your parish communities. Don't go back to your home. I don't care how broken it is. How are you going to live out your faith? How you're going to be merciful to others? More than anything, today has been about the face of mercy in the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? This is about your own encounter with God and the purpose and the will He has for each and every one of you as children of God. Like Psalm 139 tells us, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So if you don't answer the call that God called for you, that's a chapter in God's story of love that only you can write. Time is now for saints to be made.
Catholic evangelist and speaker John Sablon, available to your parish or conference. Book him today at thirdmillenniummedia.com.
If you love great coffee, now you can encourage Vocations to the Priesthood with every delicious sip of your favorite beverage. Vocation Brew is available in three terrific blends: Morning Lauds Breakfast Blend, Evening Vespers Italian Roast, and Discernment Brazilian Decaf. Featuring beans from a sixth-generation Catholic family farm in Brazil that's home to 47 resident families, Vocation Brew coffees are certified sustainable and ethical and are created using innovative roasting techniques. 100% of the proceeds from your purchase of Vocation Brew go straight back into our work of promoting priestly vocations through our website, weekly radio and TV shows, on-location events, and pilgrimages to the Holy Land. What more could you want from your coffee? Taste the Vocation Brew difference today by logging on to vocationbrew.com. That's vocationbrew.com.
I appreciate all of your good work and that done by the Vocation Boom team. You know, it's not always easy for young people to hear and answer God's call, most particularly the call to the priesthood and consecrated life. The best ways to support and encourage young people to embrace God's call include encouraging them to grow in their relationship with the Lord and providing them opportunities to learn more about the call to the priesthood. In your new efforts to provide daily homilies, you're doing great work to address both of those needs. You're providing daily offerings to help young men break open and encounter the Word of God. One of the most important components in developing a deeper relationship with our Lord and God. These homilies also speak directly to the work of discernment, provide important insights into the following. O Lord, may God bless all of the good work that you and your team does. May it bear great fruit in the lives of those who are invited to answer the call to the priesthood, and in the lives of those who support your good work. Again, thank you for all that you do, and may God bless you.
Back to your phone calls for Rose Sullivan, anonymous in Houston. You're up next. Thank you very much for calling Vocation Boom Radio. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Go ahead. My son is currently discerning the priesthood. He recently was confirmed as Catholic through RCIA. And before that, he was not atheist, but truly agnostic. And all I can say is that he had a major spiritual experience. But what he struggles with is that he doesn't know how to leave his old life behind with friends and who he was and all that. And he says, I can't go further with discerning because I don't know how that fits. And he's truly gifted with the Holy Spirit. Even the priest of our church is clearly sees that he's gifted with the Holy Spirit, but he's stuck. He's come stuck. And he says, Mom, I'm a good person, but I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, Rose, what would you say to a mom? I'm sorry, Anonymous. We'll let you add in a minute. I just wanted to kind of stop right there. And Rose, I know you can certainly address that sentiment that's going on in this young man's mind.
Yes. And first of all, I want to thank you for calling in. And I want to thank you for being open to where God may or may not be necessarily leading your son in his discernment process. First of all, as his mom, I know you're already doing this, which is praying for your son, because you want what all of us moms want, right? Which is not necessarily that your son be happy, but that your son does and becomes all that God ever intended for him to be, which will certainly lead him to a place of peace. But oftentimes, there are young men who have one foot in one part of their world, right? And another foot in the other part. And they don't want to leave what they know, and they don't want to leave what is comfortable to them, because they understand that life. They understand the rules of the road of that life. And they do not necessarily understand where God may be leading them to. Your son sounds as though, Mom, he's doing the right things. He is still active in your parish. He is still known by your parish priest. He seems, based on what you're telling us, to be on fire with his faith. And so if he remains constant in his prayer life, and he does continue to reach out to his parish priest and reach out to your local vocation director there in Houston, together they will help your son discern the next steps of what it is to be. In my years of working vocation work, since 2002, 2003, I've had some fellas, wonderful men, who were in seminary, and they would tell me stories how they were still struggling, especially, you know, if they were just coming out of college, going into first theology, and say, you know, I'm still not 100% sure God's called me to be a priest. You know, maybe I'm still being called to be a dad or being a father. But they have to trust, you know, one day at a time with their discernment. As a mom, the best thing that you can do is be there for your son, support him, hear him, receive what he's saying, and just keep doing the right things, which he is doing. He's going to Mass. He's staying active in his faith. And as long as he's got a relationship with the vocation director and or the parish priest, he's in good hands.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. And we will keep you, your family, and your son in our prayers.
All right, thank you very much for the call, and we have just about run out of time here on Vocation Boom Radio. I want to thank Rose Sullivan for joining us here. She is Executive Director of the National Conference of Diocesan Vocation Directors. Pray for her. Pray for all of the vocation directors who will be gathering next week. Vocation Boom will be there. You can make a tax-deductible gift by sending a check to the address you'll find at the Get in Touch tab on our website, or the donate link goes through our PayPal. That is at vocationboom.com. I'm Jerry Usher. Thanks to our producer, Nick Scott. Have a blessed week. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.
Thanks for being a part of Vocation Boom Radio. Be sure to visit vocationboom.com. Selected by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Vocations as the best online resource for promoting vocations to the priesthood. There, you'll discover helpful information on priestly vocations, as well as tremendous audio and video resources, archives of Vocation Boom Radio, and a lot more. Please be sure to click on the support link to ensure the future work of Vocation Boom.